Welcome to an all-new episode of the McFuture Podcast. I'm Steve Factor. This is part of the Coronanomics series, but I thought I'd do something different today. You know, I usually get these notifications on my phone whenever someone bills my credit card. I'm that anal. I got one that my gym had billed me for April. And I'm like, why are they billing me when they're closed? In fact, they had already been closed for about 15 days because of coronavirus. I had just started working out again. I was getting so fat. And now that I'm doing more videos, I realized exactly how fat I was getting because you could see it all in my face. And so I'm like, you know, I was disciplined. I was going in almost every single day to the gym. And then coronavirus happens. Coronavirus, as detrimental and awful as it's been to a lot of people, it has been far worse to my belly and to my face. So I wrote an email to the CEO and I purposely sent it from my Gmail account. I don't want any special treatment. I don't want to associate it with my business or anything else. I just want the same treatment everyone else gets. So I get a call from the CEO. I tell him exactly what the situation is and I tell him I'd like a refund. He's like, well, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. Later that day, I get a call from one of his executives. So what I want to play for you now is a call that I recorded with that executive. Now, I've anonymized everything, but I think this is such an important example of, even in a crisis situation, of how not to do business. And you'll hear this call slowly deteriorate into a customer service 101 lecture by me. I'll play you bits and pieces and I'll stop periodically so I could yell and rant and rave. I will also include a link to the unedited conversation. Just so you know, I didn't change the meaning or the context at all. Anyway, let's start playing it. It starts out kind of congenial. You know, I'm not a bad guy. I mean, I'm a terrible artist, but I'm not a bad guy.
Hey, Steve, my name is from New
York. Other people would have tried to shame them, but I am totally congratulating myself for beeping out everybody's names.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
I got sent me over your email.
That was the CEO's name I bleeped.
So I'm just trying to get back to as many people as I can.
Great.
I don't know if you got the email, so the last one was, we were offering everybody an upgrade to an elite membership if they leave their membership active through the club closure.
Do I look like I need an elite membership? Let me stand up for a second. I mean, this is not elite membership material. So I am good with the standard membership.
Or if you wish to freeze it, we'll be happy to freeze the membership until we reopen.
So basically he's saying, okay, you could either upgrade to an elite membership or we'll extend it.
Neither is relevant to me because I'm probably going to be heading out of New York for at least a year and maybe longer. So, you know, the membership option doesn't really work.
Oh, okay. So you just want to cancel.
I want to cancel, but I also want to get refund for this month and half of last month.
So yeah, that'll be applied to the cancel fee. So your cancel is a $10 cancel fee and 45-day notice.
So he's saying in the contract there's a 45-day cancellation notice and a $10 cancellation fee. So once you back that out, I get minus $10 back.
But hold on, 45-day notice, you've been closed for 45 days. Usually when there's a 45-day cancellation, you're still able to use the club while you're paying for that time.
Right, but you're canceling today. You didn't cancel 45 days ago. If that was the case and you canceled 45 days ago, then yeah, but you're not. You're canceling today.
I'm canceling today because I didn't think you guys would have the balls to fucking charge. I'm really pissed now because you have the nerve to charge when you're not offering the service and you're telling me I didn't cancel a month ago or 45 days ago. You guys can't be serious with that.
You might have noticed a slight change in tone. I was perfectly fine and congenial and explained what I wanted the thing prorated, didn't want any special treatment. All I wanted was just a basic refund, right? Instead, this guy tells me, well, you didn't cancel 45 days ago. And I'm like, Well, I didn't cancel 45 days ago because there was no virus and your club was open 45 days ago. Now things have changed.
One thing to say that, okay, we have a 45-day clause, perfectly willing to honor whatever I sign, but you're billing people on after being closed for 15 days and with every intention of continuing to be closed, and now you're telling me I'm not observing the contract. You're not observing the contract, and you're not open, so you can't provide the service.
Then something really wrong is going on.
Mr. Kirkland, you are out of order.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order. They're out of order. That man.
I already disputed the charge with my credit card company, and I don't want to pay $10 cancellation fee because I'm canceling because there's a virus going on, and you guys had the nerve to bill people. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Are you being real?
So if you disputed the charges with your card, then you don't have to do anything with me.
But you're going to be in this exact conversation with 1,000 other people, or however many you're gonna reach out to.
I wasn't doing this for me. I was doing this for you. For you. There's no limit what I will do for you.
I've been talking to people all day. That's not the case. The people are actually very excited about the upgrade.
Oh, they were so excited. Anyway, I didn't say anything, but I was like, really, they're excited?
Okay. No, but listen.
You heard me laughing. That was me believing him.
Listen, I already told exactly what I wanted. Now I'm having deja vu because you're giving me the same offer after I told them we're moving out. I'm not going to be able to use that. So what I expected was a monetary resolution that takes into account the fact that you guys are billing for something that is fundamentally unavailable and a 45-day cancellation fee, unless I'm clairvoyant, I wasn't able to honor, and neither are you.
Right. So you want us to do the right thing, but you don't want to do the right thing.
Okay. Let me stop it there. Can you imagine, under any circumstances, saying that to a customer? Just think about that. You expect us to do the right thing, but you don't want to do the right thing. Can you imagine the balls it takes to state that to a customer? Like, you would have to be, that is a kamikaze move. That's like, I'm blowing up my plane and it doesn't matter and I'm crashing it into your ship. Like, if you ever continue doing business with a company where one of their representatives says that to you, you are deranged, or they're a monopoly and you have no other choice. Let's keep going. Now I'm getting angry all over again.
What is the right thing? So you're telling me the right thing is to bill people while your club is closed. Is that what you're saying?
Are you saying the right thing is that we should cancel you without honoring the terms of the cancel?
If your club is closed, absolutely. Absolutely. If your service is unavailable, absolutely. I'm in business. I've been in business a long time, and I would never do this to customers. This is wild to me that you guys, in the absence of a service, would still try to quote a clause that under normal circumstances makes sense. But in these circumstances, I don't see how you referencing that clause makes any sense at all.
Because you're canceling your membership right now, which
I'm canceling a membership to something that is unavailable, that to a service that is not being provided. And I understand the circumstances are beyond anyone's control. However, the way that we conduct business is within our control. That's not how you treat people.
Okay, this is an important point. You can't control the virus. You can't control whether your business is open. But you can 100% control how you behave in this situation, because people have long memories. They will remember, and not just me, now everyone else who is watching this or listening to this is going to remember that too. And anyone who expected basic customer service, they're going to remember this.
To me, it seems more than fair that if we're not able to offer the services, that you don't pay anything for that time. And then when we reopen, you continue with your membership as intended.
But I am telling you, I can't, because I'm going to be out of town. So in this case, I think you guys should do the right thing and take care of that, because maybe next time when I move back to New York or am able to use your services, I would. But you're creating this antagonistic relationship unnecessarily, when just good customer service would call for an exception in this case that isn't the two resolutions you guys have decided on that are more favorable to you.
It's really not that hard to do the right thing here. And this guy offered something that is not entirely unfair. They were going to freeze the membership, but I have a different situation. Now, it's really the company's choice whether they're going to make accommodations or not. And maybe some giant corporations can't. But the fact that this guy has time to call me means he has time to make accommodations. And they're choosing not to.
There's definitely another side to that. I mean, you're canceling your membership, which, again, we're happy to cancel. If this was the ordinary circumstances or not, you would be canceling your membership today and you still wouldn't be coming to the gym because you're moving.
Yeah, I'm moving because there's a virus going around and I'd rather be in the suburbs. All of it is a chain reaction from that. He's saying, well, you're moving anyway. I'm like, well, maybe I would have stayed if there wasn't a deadly virus flying around.
Let's talk about contract terms. What a 45-day cancellation is a very cynical policy. So you get to bill for an extra month. And I get why you guys want to do that. But in these circumstances, that doesn't apply because at the very least, if I was going to be moving in a month, let's say, I would cancel and I would still continue to be able to use the gym for another month.
You can have people sign a 45-day cancellation clause. However, what that means is you're stealing an extra month. It's almost guaranteed. Most people don't know 45 days in advance whether, you know, they're going to be wherever they are. And the only companies that can get away with that are companies that have leverage over you, like no competition or some sort of monopoly advantage. Because companies that have competition can't have these hostile clauses in their agreements.
In this case, that is not an option. Because of that, I expect you to make a financial concession.
And that would apply to any, even let's say the coronavirus circumstance didn't exist and a member came in and said, I want to cancel my membership. And we say, okay, it's the cancel fee and a 45-day notice. And they say, well, I can't use the club for the next 45 days because I'm going out of town, or I'm sick.
I have clients right now, speaking clients, where I would normally go and speak to their employees. I can't bill them when I'm not doing the work. You guys are in that same position. So I don't even understand why this is subject to debate.
I can't perform a service. So I can't bill my client, even though we have a contract. That's how things work. Under normal circumstances, if you have common sense. Not here, apparently.
We're not billing for our services. This is the terms of the cancellation. And
yes, these are the terms of the cancellation. If I canceled and your service is still there, because if I canceled, would I not be able to use the gym for the duration of when you're billing?
I feel like I'm in some sort of retarded trial where I have to keep asking the same question, almost like a Groundhog Day kind of thing.
That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to give you the 45 days.
And I'm telling you, I can't use it because I will not be here. So therefore, I expect you to refund that money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that would apply to anybody that would tell us, well, I can't use it for the next 45 days. Don't charge me for it.
Do you hear me sighing in the background? That was not for dramatic effect. I was so exasperated living this Groundhog Day of a phone call that the only right thing to do was to force you to live it with me through this recording.
Yeah, it applies to everybody. It applies to me and the people who I work with. Of course, it applies to everybody. Everyone is getting hit, and you guys are trying to cover yourselves in grease and slip through the cracks. That's not how it works. I can't bill anyone either.
It's different. You're still getting your 45 days.
Is canceling memberships.
So at that point, I was informed that another gym is canceling memberships and refunding everybody.
I was just told. And they're not charging people. So all I'm saying is you guys really have a lot of nerve billing people in a month when you're not providing service. That's all I'm saying.
Everybody else isn't even taking cancellations. They're saying come back when we're open.
No, I just heard from my wife, all her friends, they're canceling the service and they're not billing them.
Okay, so I'm saying everybody else outside of that 20, they're billing everybody full dues. They're not accepting cancellations until they reopen. Same thing. We're canceling people.
He referenced a low-end gym that's also not doing cancellations.
We're canceling people. We want to take care of people.
Right. Well, then this month should not have been billed, and you should give me half of last month at the very least.
Right. I'll be happy to cancel you if that's what you want to do, or if you'd like to freeze, I could freeze you at no charge.
I told you I can't.
we're just going round and round. He's like a programmed machine, only giving me the same exact answer and the same exact offer over and over again.
I mean, who does business like this? Are you guys for real? Like, you're creating so much bad will with customers. I really don't understand the logic here because it's so short-sighted. Yes, in the short term, you guys can be sticklers about enforcing these rules. But in the long run, I don't see how anyone, given any other option to go anywhere else, would stick around with you guys.
Just to accentuate that point, you can win a battle and lose the war as a business. Because people hold those hostilities. A perfect example is cable companies. The second that streaming was an option and we didn't have to buy those insane cable packages with sports we didn't watch, Hi-Li, whatever that is, you know, water polo, the Cowboy Channel, NASCAR. Yeah, if you're into it, great. You should be able to buy it individually. But everything was being bundled in and you were forced to pay $100, $200, maybe even $250 a month. And people said, screw that. So the minute Netflix became a viable option, the minute Hulu and all these other downloadable services became an option, everyone left and never looked back. Screw the cable companies. That is the mentality, because you can screw people while you're a monopoly, but then when you come groveling back, and you will, because the tables eventually turn, people will be pissed. And this is the same exact situation. This guy might be able to hang on to his whatever, you know, $100-something, but he will not be able to hang on to a customer if there's even the slightest alternative, like a home gym, which is what I'm planning to do.
I've talked to probably 2,000 people in the last week. There's really no pushback here. Everybody is either happy with either freezing at no charge, which is more than fair, and in the rare instance that somebody actually wants to cancel, they understand, okay, great, you'll get the, you can cancel, I'll cancel you, and you'll get the 45 days, we'll reopen, and they're fine with that. They're, we're not cheating anybody out of
right. Well, I've never used the word cheating. What I am saying is, it should have been a no-brainer. If all those other people are happy with your resolution, that's awesome. That's great. You've pleased those people. You didn't please me in this situation because I have a slightly different scenario and different life circumstances. So given that, and given the fact that your service has been available, if you just did a no-brainer refund for what is ultimately a nothing burger to you guys financially, you could have preserved goodwill and could have had a future customer if I moved to another area where you guys have service. But instead, you're choosing this bizarre debate, which shouldn't even exist. It makes no sense.
Okay. At this point, I don't know if you could tell, but this has nothing to do with the money. This is just principle now. Now I'm just lecturing the guy. And now I'm frustrated beyond belief because we're going round and round in circles. This guy is wasting his time. How is it possible that he claims he's spoken to thousands of customers over the last couple of days when he's taking at least 20 minutes with me doing something that would have been cheaper just on a dollar per hour basis to refund and move on. But instead, we're both now wasting our time. And I was pissed at this point. But now it just, you know, it's not about the money. Now I'm just, you know, now I'm fighting the good fight.
I understand where you're coming from.
It should have been a no-brainer. It should have been like, yes, I'll take care of it, no problem. And then, you know, listen, I'm coming back to New York. I'm going to do other things in New York. But you can't create this unnecessary resistance. It's just not good for business. I could be a real jerk about it, and I won't do this because it would be wrong. I have almost 800,000 followers on I could very easily just go and take a crap on your customer service. I write about business. I refuse to even bring it up until now because I'm like, how can this even be possible that you guys wouldn't just snap your fingers and take care of whatever I...
Okay, you might be detecting a tiny bit of hypocrisy there because the fact that you're listening to this means that I did kind of do what I said I wasn't going to do. In a way, I anonymized everything. I took out the name of the club. I took out the names of any other club that was used. But I think it's essential to have this lesson because this is something a lot of businesses that are going to be in tight spots are going to be experiencing and something that a lot of customers are going to be going through. So I thought it was important and valid to put it out there, even though I am a little bit going back on what I said. But I think it's important and it's perfectly legal in New York State to have one-sided recordings. I've been burned so many times by these awful companies and now I'm just recording stuff.
Unfortunately, like, we can't just pick and choose who we want to.
Look, yes, you can. You can pick and choose because circumstances are different. Circumstances are difficult. Everyone's having an interruption in their business. I'm not able to bill my clients. You guys aren't able to bill your clients or shouldn't be. But when it came through today, I was like, what? Really? They got a lot of nerve. So you need to put out that fire. And I know I've been seeing tweets online. So obviously people are talking and this is not the kind of talk you want as a company.
They're already getting tons of bad PR. There were a lot of people tweeting about it, outraged about it. And you know, you can't always go by Twitter in terms of representing the entire population, but sometimes it's a good indicator. I know a lot of people like me saw that charge go through and were like, what? Are you for real?
Completely understand, but we also have to be consistent with we're either going.
Listen, no one's grading your consistency. I think people always make accommodations. Companies make accommodations sometimes for individuals or for unique cases or situations. There's no such thing as a company that never makes any accommodations for anybody. Salespeople go the extra mile. Delta employees sometimes get you through the line. There's always exceptions where people go above and beyond the service requirement. So don't give me the consistency line because in other situations, people go above and beyond.
You want to retain consistency because it's just very costly in a business to have a customized solution for every individual. But that's not a metric. The world does not measure you by your consistency. So if you can make the accommodation like a basic refund, just do it. Just do it instead of creating all of this chaos and animosity. It's insanity to me. And so many companies and so many employees get rewarded for going above and beyond the call of duty, helping a customer out in a tough situation. Those are the things that people remember. And by the way, these are the things that people remember. So people remember both extremes, someone going out of their way to help and someone going out of their way to hose you. And that's what this is.
I'll tell you what, listen, you do what you have to do. I'll do what I have to do, I guess, because you've created antipathy now. And then I guess I'll just have.
I don't care what else happens. I don't care if people agree with me or not, think I'm a jerk. But the way I squeezed an SAT word right there into a regular, normal conversation, antipathy, I mean, come on, that's impressive. Where's my grammar school teacher now?
Have to keep canceling the charges or disputing the charges with the credit card company. And I'm being fair because what I put down is exactly what the terms are. I didn't want any more than what I believe is fair. And you guys are coming back to me with something that you think is fair, but usually you would think the customer is right, especially if that customer is not being unreasonable, which I don't think I was because I prorated everything and I said exactly what you guys would owe in this scenario.
I'm a hero, people.
Yeah, I think both are reasonable. I think.
Ah, yeah, both are reasonable, of course. I mean, this guy is a piece of work.
What we're offering is reasonable as well.
No budging. We have not moved at all from the beginning of the conversation till now. This is, I mean, I've cut it down a little bit. The total conversation length was 20 minutes, give or take. And this is the 14-minute version, which I've now extended to 32 minutes. But I think it's important, and hopefully you guys enjoy it.
Meet you at no charge. You can say anything.
Okay, and I can't use that freeze. So then what?
Yeah, I get it. But then, you know, you get the 45 days of gym time when we reopen, and you said if you're visiting New York or you come, we could work around
why do you guys want to play this game? I mean, really, just take care of it. Who's grading on consistency? That's a metric you guys just made up. People want personalized service.
You know, as a company, we're handling the memberships. Again, we're offering either the upgrade to Elite for those that...
I cannot accept your offer. So therefore, I would like you to make an accommodation that I think is fair, that is very much in line with the circumstances and the fact that you're billing for a service that's not available.
You understand why, as a company, we can't turn the cancellation terms into whatever anybody thinks is fair. We have to abide by some kind of guideline.
The Lord will judge us by these guidelines.
That's the terms of the contract, in fairness to everybody. Like I can't just, again, pick and choose on what you think is fair. isn't what somebody else thinks is fair. They may think they should get the entire year's dues back. I don't know, in some way that they...
You know, when someone throws out a straw man, skeleton man, or whatever argument, it's just so pointless. What's the point of that?
I think that that's fair, but I can't go by what people think is fair. We need some guidelines as a company. And we think we're accommodating people pretty graciously at this point, again, you know, versus some of our competitors that are not even accepting cancellation requests at this point. And we are being flexible on our end, but...
Really? How are you... When that bill came through, that is not a sign of flexibility. That is a sign of greed. And that is a sign of disregard. Like, you would think you'd be conscious. You had plenty of time to plan out and make the decision as to whether or not you're going to bill people. You had plenty of time for that decision. You guys chose to go ahead and bill people and see where the chips land. And the chips are, as far as I can see online, chips are landing at a lot of people pissed off. And I know you're telling me a lot of people are perfectly satisfied with your offer. I don't know if I believe that. And I also don't think this is a good way to run a company. It really isn't. And listen, you guys can do what you want, but I guarantee you there's a lot of animosity on the part of a lot of people.
I can understand your frustration. I could go through, I could probably take up an hour of your time explaining.
All right. No, we've taken up enough time. I would like you to cancel. I don't want to see another bill from you guys, and let's be done with this.
So there you go. That was the conversation, but that is not the end of the story. I got a very detailed message from an employee who I will keep anonymous, who told me exactly how badly this company was run, how they released all their employees the second they decided to close down the clubs, and no one got any money internally, and that the reason they're doing all this, and again, this is all conjecture and this is alleged, it was because they're going out of business, and this was basically their last hurrah to get as much money as they could before this whole thing toppled and collapsed. And this person luckily was able to find work with another gym and was very happy. And then the conclusion to the conclusion is I got another call from the CEO. At that point, you know, we discussed management techniques and our differences in terms of how to treat people. We differed substantially, but I did get my refund. After the two calls with the CEO, the editing of this video, and the conversation with his other executive, now we're talking hours wasted. But that's why I wanted to put this out, because I think it's important to know that even though times are tough, they're tough for everybody. And your short-sightedness will be remembered, if not with your current company, which might be going out of business, but certainly with your new company or whoever else does business with you in the future. Anyway, that's it for now. I'm Steve Factor. Share this, review, go to iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and all that stuff. I'll see you next time on The McFuture.